So this is the strap part coming up, is that correct?
That isn't that.
Okay, great. So we go from the top. One, two, three.
I'm Adam Walker. I'm a second year English Lit student at Edge Hill University. And with grants from the uni, we formed a new record label called The Label Recordings. It's basically headed by lecturer Carl Hunter and postgraduate student Sarah Callens. And it's their brainchild, really. We've found a student body split into different departments, and as part of the A&R department, I've gone out and helped scout the Incarts, who we're here with today. Basically, these guys get to keep all the rights to their music. They keep all their money. We've put them through the recording process, or we're in the process of doing it now today. And we give them their own music video and a slot at Sound City Festival in May.
So you started a record label at the university. You're an English Lit student, so how did you get involved?
I saw it advertised in the student union. And by nature, I'm more of a musician than an English Lit student. I've been a drummer for nearly 15 years. I've always wanted to go into the music business. The idea of taking an English Lit degree was to push me into journalism and to progress me in that way. Really, this is just more of an experience for me to get more practice at writing, to get more interaction with bands, to have more contacts, and to essentially build up my own backfile through the help of these guys, really.
What's your role within the label?
I started out in A&R, artist and repertoire, essentially talent scouts, really. We were going around gigs in Liverpool and the local area trying to find a couple of bands that we were looking for, the kind of sounds that we were looking for. We sat down, a few of us, and we all whittled down the act, and the Incarts, as we've said, are one of the ones that we've chosen.
Ben, you're in this band, the Incarts. How did they find you?
I think they found us online, actually, through an internet radio, but once Edge Hill got in contact, it seemed like an amazing opportunity, because basically they're funding all these amazing things for us that would cost us thousands of pounds. It gets us on stage at Sound City. It's just a brilliant opportunity for us as a young band, yeah.
You're excited?
Very excited, yeah.
Adam, are you picking up a lot about the industry? Do you think this is a thing you might want to go into when you finish your degree?
Today I've been sat in the studio and just watching these guys play and seeing the guys mix behind the desk has been a real pleasure for me. It's something I've always wanted to be part of. Just having these guys here has already granted me a few opportunities. I've got a number of interviews coming up in the next couple of months with some really big names. In a couple of weeks in Manchester, I'm going to see Blaze Bailey, who's former singer of metal band Iron Maiden. Jason Newsted from ex-bassist from Metallica is kindly trying to organise a Skype interview with me because he's based in the United States. So just having this record label on my CV and being able to talk about this independent record label that we formed in the university and scouting acts has already granted me so many opportunities in terms of journalism.
You've got one band here. How many bands do you want on this label?
Well, at the moment we're also in talks with another band called Hoot and Tennis Club, who are another great, fantastic rock band. We're looking ideally to maybe put on four or five at Sound City Festival. I think for the first few months, we're trying to keep it quite small. We don't want to have 100 acts and not be able to control what's going on. But hopefully in the future, we'll expand and we'll probably reach, I don't know, maybe 10, 15, 20. Who knows? It could take off.
What are you going to do when your degree finishes and you have to leave? Are you going to have to leave the label?
I don't know. We've yet to discuss this because there's a few third years who are already part of the label at the moment, and they're... I think they're a bit miffed that they're going to have to leave maybe in the summer. Depending on how successful it is and whether or not I can give back to it. If I'm useful, then I don't see why I couldn't give back.